プレイヤー。 And it's like a question or something, or just one devotee here, in this case me, asking himself or expressing some thoughts about something. When I look back at my, well, very active years inside ISKCON, there's one thing I have thoughts about, and it's how we didn't we kind of made a program out of everything, including our own lives. That this, you know, first, of course, get up in the morning and go to the program. Which was like 4 hours or so. Immediately written into the very constitution of our lives, right? And we followed that, most of us. I did. Well, most of the time. But then, from there, everything else was on rail too, wasn't it? At least for me. I mean, okay, there is breakfast, and of course you start with shower and all of that. Same thing every day, and then breakfast, and then you got your service. Oh, and you should finish your rounds. So then that's the optional time there every day, and maybe spread out through the day, but it's there, it's part of the program, right? And, well, on Sankirtan, we did exactly the same thing the rest of the day, every day. Driving out on the streets, sell the books, eat your lunch, sell your books, go back, wash the pots and things, drink milk, read Krishna book or whatever, and go to bed. That was our program, very clear. Of course, the rest of that contained a day spent meeting people, trying to bring them together with God again, which is a wonderful, glorious, and very satisfying thing to do once you get beyond the comfort zone and whatever of the mind and the body and surrender. But still, it's a program, right? So, and when then you got the detail part, we can just go on like that, and even the association between devotees kind of melted into that program. And you know, these six exchanges there that were supposed to be just out of friendship and love and all that became part of the program. Now we're going to show our appreciation for the devotees. Now let's stand up one and one, and you know, in the temple room in front of the deed. And I'd say that, and this is what I'm thinking much about today, but what's most important, obviously, in the Vaishnava Sangha, the Vaishnava community and culture and all of that, is being friends between devotees. But I was told, and I heard others say of my generation, that no, we shouldn't be friends, because that's material. We should simply serve Krishna together, and like that. So we don't need to discuss that thing, because we all know it, especially at least us older folks. And it's as if we thought, leaders especially, that I understand this person here, I know what's best for you, I'm just doing what's best for you now when I'm shouting at you, and because I know you better than you do. I mean, I heard that, especially in relation to the spiritual master, that kind of understanding, and had it myself, really. But now I'm standing here, approaching 70, with the multifaceted background of experiences as an aspiring devotee of God. And I can only say this, I mean, if someone would give me this attitude today, I would say that, you know, you got to understand something. You don't understand me unless I show myself to you who I am for you to understand and listen carefully and try understand me that way. In other words, I'm in. We've got to give up this extremely simplistic view on each other, other people, people in general. As some insect-like beings who just operate on very simple principles of satisfying the senses and the mind. Especially devotees, and I mean people who have reached that point in life where they can not only appreciate and understand to some extent the teachings of the Gita and the Bhagavatam and so on, but even are ready to give their lives to that service are special. We should always remember that. Never forget, always remember, especially when you are, if you happen to be in a leadership position. Hear the words of an old man based on experience. I mean, I think this is so important. That we respect each other's integrity, first of all. And, you know, and it's like that for me, and for, I'm sure it is like that for you too. For me to talk to someone in deeper confidence, intimacy, and showing myself the way I actually am, is something I do to friends. And you too, right? And that's what Sadhu Sangha is about. That's what these six are about. And then only we can start understanding each other, and then we will start understanding each other. And, well, I am first-hand witness to it, because I was traveling around this past summer meeting friends, old friends, and becoming better friends like that, just relating. Here am I, here are you, and who are you? Yeah, we were talking and it was so nice, and I realized, man, what incredible life stories these friends of mine actually have. Amazing, and I had no idea until they start telling them, because sometimes they are painful and sad and embarrassing or strange, and people will think you're funny if you tell them. So, if you find yourself still in the position where you are walking around every day and seeing these other Vaishnava devotees of the Lord around you, but realizing you don't know them very much, actually, and they don't know you very much, actually, because you have been so busy trying to emulate, you know, and act the way a devotee should act, right? That's what we learned. You have to act like this, you have to think like this, you have to speak like that. And if you don't, you're off. So then, of course, the result is you're just personas walking around like that. And just in case, because someone seemed to have another understanding of the word persona. Persona means when you have put on, taken on a personality that you act like and look like and so on, that is not really you. It doesn't mean your own actual personality. So if you find yourself in that situation, maybe this is something to think about. Is this the way you want to live? And it seems to me that this is something that tend to happen in religious groups, kind of cult sign, that the members there are relating to each other that way, rather than just being themselves and hanging out together, or they're not supposed to relate to each other at all, just working together for the leader. So I think this is very important, and because I'm in a kind of a discussion with a friend of mine who's similarly concerned with what is the future, how to save ISKCON for the future. So I guess we can discuss more about this, but I think this is the most important thing.